chapter 6, verses 25 onwards. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 onwards. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is life not more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for the gift of your word. We thank you for this time where we can come together before your throne of mercy to not only take part in the service, to worship you, but also, Lord, to hear from your word. We pray that you speak to us this day, strengthen us through the power of your word, and lead and guide us by the power of your spirit. Bless us all and enable us, Lord, to open our hearts, our ears, our minds, Lord, to receive your holy word. Be with us and grant us your grace. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we pray. Amen. Anxiety, worry, fret, distress, agitation, irritability, tension. These are all things that we as human beings constantly deal with. And oftentimes these things, they influence the way that we view our lives. They influence our perspective on life. They influence the way that we make decisions. But here, Jesus in this passage this morning is giving us a very clear command saying, do not worry. Things such as anxiety, worry, fret, tension, irritability, agitation, he's telling us that these things should not be the leading factor or leading influence on our life. But here, Jesus is reminding us that we have to prioritize our life in order to serve the Lord meaningfully. And when we serve the Lord meaningfully, these emotions or these different feelings that we go through, they may not be completely taken away from us, but their influence on our life will be taken away, and Christ will be given utmost importance, and he will be the primary influencing factor on the way that we lead our lives. In the preceding verses before verse 25, we see Jesus teaching his disciples. We know that he's speaking to them during his Sermon on the Mount, not only speaking to his 12 disciples, but to all of those who have begun to follow him. And as he teaches them, he helps them to remember that if they are going to serve the Lord, they must have pure intentions. In verse 19, in this same chapter, Jesus says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So he again is trying to help all of his followers to understand that if they are going to follow and serve the Lord, they must do so with pure motives. Their motive must be to serve the Lord wholeheartedly. Their treasure that they are building up is not treasure that's going to be realized on this earth, but it's a heavenly treasure that is stored up for them when they enter into eternity. So Jesus is trying to help his followers shift their priority from thinking about things of this earth to thinking about things that are spiritual, to things that relate to the kingdom of God, to shift their priorities, to change their perspective and the way that they think. And so here Jesus is telling them that also in verse 24, no one can serve two masters, for a slave will either hate the one and love the other, or be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and wealth. So here again, Jesus is giving a very clear teaching about our lives. We cannot serve two masters. Either we serve God or we serve our desires. We either serve God or we serve the pleasures of this world. We either serve God or we serve this world. That's what Jesus is trying to mention here. And so when Jesus says, do not worry, he is speaking in the light of all of these teachings that come before verse 25, that we must change our perspective in life. We must realize that in life we cannot serve two masters. He's trying to enable us to understand that we must serve God wholeheartedly, that God must be our priority, our primary priority in life. And that's when Jesus gives this command, do not worry. Do not worry about what you will eat or what you will drink or what you will wear. These are common things that we as people worry about, especially when we are going through times of hardship, when we go through times of uncertainty. Of course, we're going to think about how are we going to provide for our families? How are we going to survive? How are we going to have the things that we need in order to lead a blessed life here on this earth? But it's in that context that Jesus is telling us. He's telling us to have confidence in him and his abilities to provide for all of our needs. He's telling us not to be anxious. He's telling us not to be anxious, and that's something that I think a lot of us have a hard time dealing with. How can we be free of anxiety? How can we be free of worry? Jesus here very simply states that our lives are more than food. They're more than what we drink. They're more than what we wear, or more than what we have. Our life is a precious gift from God, and God who gives that gift of life is a God who can also sustain that life from now until to eternity. And that's the great truth that Jesus is trying to speak in this passage. He uses two metaphors, or he uses two examples here. He talks about the birds of the air. He talks about the lilies of the field. He says that aren't human beings more of worth than these creatures or these beings? Aren't we as human beings more of worth and of more value in the eyes of God? If God can care for the birds of the air and the grass of the field or the flowers of the field, of course we know that he can provide for us human beings, that he can provide for us as his people. God will provide. But Jesus again mentions that in order for us to experience the true providence of God in all aspects of our life, we must understand that worrying about these things is a wasteful endeavor. He says here in this passage, who by worrying can add even a single second to your span of life? Worrying, as we know it, won't help us achieve anything. It is of no benefit. We know nowadays that according to scientific studies and research that worry and anxiety, these different feelings that we have about our uncertainty or about the future, all of these things can affect us physically. We can experience suffering in our bodies and our minds because of the overwhelming power of anxiety, worry, and fear. So we know that they have negative effects, but there are no real positive effects that these emotions bring to us. That's why Jesus very clearly says that worrying is a wasteful endeavor. It doesn't add to our lives, but only takes away from us utilizing our life for God's purposes and for the expansion of his kingdom. And he also mentions that when we overly worry and when we're overly anxious, basically what we are saying is that we are not able to trust God fully. That's why Jesus says, you of little faith. When we are not able to lead a life with the confidence that God is with us and that he will provide, when we are overly tensed and worried and frustrated, what that means is that we're not able to give God utmost priority in our lives. We're not able to trust him. We're not able to love him as we should. We're not able to lead the life that God has called us to. So we are not to be people of little faith, but we are to be people of great faith, understanding that God calls us first and foremost to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. Here in verse 33, Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be given to you. Because our Heavenly Father knows each and every one of our needs. He will meet our needs according to his grace, According to his mercy, according to his blessings, he will provide for us. But what is required from our part is that we love the Lord, that we trust him, and that we obey this command that Jesus has given to us, that we seek first and foremost the kingdom of God. And seeking the kingdom of God is done in each and every decision that we take, or at least that's how it should be. In each and every decision that we take in life, we should be asking ourselves, is what I'm doing, is that going to bring glory to God? Is it going to further his kingdom's purpose? Am I doing something that is honorable? Am I doing something that ultimately reflects God's presence and his love to this world? That is what is meant by seeking God's kingdom and his righteousness. Seeking to do what God desires of us, understanding and discerning his will, and leading our lives for his glory. So, dear friends, when we meditate upon this passage, we have to remember that Christ is giving us a command. He is also challenging us to be people of great faith. He is challenging us to put our full trust and hope in God. And he is calling us to be his faithful followers and his faithful servants each and every day. Just as Christ mentioned here, we cannot serve two masters. We must either be a servant of God and serve him wholeheartedly, or we must be a servant of this world and serve the pleasures and desires of this world. We can't serve two masters, and we must choose whom we serve. Either it's God or it's this world. So, dear friends, Christ gives us the assurance that we should not worry, we should not fret, we should not be anxious, because he is with us. He is our Emmanuel, the God who dwells with us, who will always be with us, who will always provide for our needs when we put our hope and trust and faith in him. So may God bless us with these words and give us strength to continue to lead our lives for his glory and for his kingdom's purpose. Let us bow our heads in prayer.